This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, before we get the show started, I wanted to let you know we are giving away a bunch of brand new Black Magic gear.
Yeah, cameras, switchers, DaVinci Resolve licenses, a bunch of awesome stuff. So stay tuned to learn how you can enter to win free gear from Black Magic. And we're going to tell you all about it later on in this episode. Now, cue the music. Hey, everyone. Welcome to a special bonus episode of Just Shoot It, a podcast about screenwriting, filmmaking, and directing. I'm Oren Kaplan.
And I'm Matt Enlow. Today, we're talking about our live show here in Los Angeles.
So our live show is this Sunday. And if you want to get tickets, go to justshootitpod.com/live right now. All the info is there. There's links. Tickets are $10, but they include all you can eat, food, all you can drink, and it'll be super fun, and we really hope you check it out.
We're going to have a panel of indie producers and also like a little fun party, a little mixing afterwards.
Mixing? What do you mean by mixing? Like networking?
Now, you know, networking, I don't think it's a dirty word, but I think it gives people the wrong impression.
Oh, that's why you're saying mixing.
What I'm getting at is that it's a cool place to meet like-minded people. Maybe you can help each other out.
Well, we've had a bunch of live shows so far, and I actually almost feel like we should say it's like a networking event so that people feel less weird about talking to each other.
It's been super fun and special that, like, I think people who have a common interest, which is filmmaking, get to kind of like connect and meet and talk on the same terms.
Well, so other than mixing and not networking at our event,
I don't have a problem with the word networking, just to be clear. I just don't want people to get the wrong impression.
It's not like speed dating.
Yeah, exactly. This is about community. This is like make a friend, help somebody out, crew some on somebody's project, find someone who will help crew for your project. That is the essence of networking, but I think that sometimes people think that networking is like a dirty word, basically.
Yeah, I was just scouting the other day and I was with a group of people and obviously we were like scouting and this guy comes by. He's like, hey, put me in your movie. And we're like, we're just scouting. He's like, well, you want to write a movie about my life? I mean, it's a crazy life. Like there's dancing, there's sports, there's all this stuff. And I was like, and then our producer, Corey, is like, yeah, give me your phone number. And he like took his phone number. He's like, I just texted you. You have my number now. Let me know what your life's about. And I was like, that is a very different way to approach it than I would have taken.
Good on you, Corey.
Yeah. No, so we have a panel also, and the panel is of independent film producers. Each one of them has made movies that have premiered at like South by, Sundance, all the top festivals.
Yeah. Our criteria was basically like, have they made movies that you've heard of?
And also producers that are like actively making movies, because especially since we're a filmmaking podcast and we're going to have a filmmaking audience, we'd love for there to be insights about how to get your movie made, or whether you should even have a movie made.
I mean, the answer is, of course, you should have a movie made.
Well,
I suppose that's the difference between you and I, Oren.
To me, there's two things. One is a feature film the perfect avenue for your project, or is it TV or something else, web series? And number two is, does the world need your project? Or is there something that's more uniquely you, or more uniquely interesting, or more poignant, or funnier, or more special than the project that you're working on right now? Because we've talked to a lot of producers, a lot of development execs, a lot of people that are trying to find the next great project. And a lot of times they take a project when it seems like they've never seen anything like that before.
Unlike our other episode or our other live events, this is the first time that we'll be meeting and interviewing all of these people. Normally, I think the audience is a little bit more familiar with them, but we thought we'd kind of change that up. But the thing that they all have in common is that they're, I think, a little more relationship-oriented in terms of who they produce for and why. And that's an interesting thing. So there's like a community element to it as well.
So who are our producers that we have so far on the panel?
Yeah, so we have Liz Cardenas.
And she produced A Ghost Story, which is actually an awesome movie that I watched not that long ago.
It's available on Amazon Prime if you want to check it out. And also Never Going Back, directed by Augustine Frizzell. We had Augustine on to talk about the release of that movie a couple months back.
And now Augustine directed the pilot for Euphoria, the HBO show, which is awesome. Then we also have Mary Pat Bentel.
She produced movies like Midnight Swim, which was directed by Sarah Adina Smith, previous guest. She did Amateur Night, starring Jason Biggs, and also Austin Found, starring
Linda Cardellini, Craig Robinson, Kristen Schaal. Damn, this is a pretty good cast. Chris Parnell, Patrick Warburton.
Yeah, take a look at that poster. It's pretty good. The thing I like about comparing Liz and Mary is that, like, Liz has straight up indie, let's talk about our feelings and, like, be a little edgy movies. And then Mary's got that, but also some straight up comedies, which I think is really interesting.
Yeah, and more probably talent driven movies. Like, so she has this other movie called Dark Was the Night with Marissa Tomei, Charlie Plummer, Timothy Oliphant, Murray Enos. So I think what's going to be interesting is to see how they put together a movie is going to be very different. And then third of all, kind of rounding out the way that movies are produced, is we have Jana Winternitz.
Yeah, she did movies like The Thinning and Funny Story. She works with previous guest Michael Gallagher. So she's kind of his main producer, basically.
Yeah, and she, I think the movies she worked on are kind of profitable in a different way. Like The Thinning, both The Thinnings star Logan Paul, an internet famous, has like all these influencers. Funny Story, which she produced, is probably more of like an indie foray for her, but they did Smiley, one of the real first influencer films. I think we're going to have a really fun variety of like the types of producers that get films made. And hopefully our audience will not only get to talk to them and ask questions of them, but we'll see kind of three different approaches to getting your movie made.
Yeah, I feel like the narrative that we've heard so frequently recently is like, so hard to get people to watch your movie. It's so hard to find money for movies. Independent movies are hard. And that's not untrue, but there here are three really interesting different models that you can take and be inspired by and innovate off of that kind of break those molds.
And the event will also just be super fun because, you know, Matt Enloe will be there.
What up?
And me, my wife, Matt's wife, all our friends. It's going to be really cool. If you've never been to a live event before, they're really worth checking out. You get to listen to the podcast, but really, a lot of it is just about the hanging out. There's going to be food. There's going to be drinks. It's a Sunday night, so it's going to be cool. You don't have to rush over after work. And I'm stoked. So if you are interested in coming, go to justshootitpod.com/live. We have all the details there. We have a link to the Eventbrite page where you can get tickets. The tickets are $10, basically just to cover the cost of food and drink. I mean,
But Oren.
Yeah.
Oren, what if I'm already a patron or something. I'm giving you money already once a month.
What, through Patreon? Through patreon.com/justshootitpod?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess if you're a patron, why don't we let you come in for free?
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah, so if you are a patron at any level, even the $1 level, you have a secret code that gets you in for free 100%.
Yeah, even if you just sign up for $1 and then unsign up immediately.
We haven't had anyone cancel their subscription, but we have had a few people who signed up at a lower tier, and that's awesome. Part of what we're looking for is just making sure that like people are part of the community, that we can reach out to them, and that's what's most important to us. So yeah, hit the patron. Or if you don't want to, if you don't want a rolling subscription, you can go to justshootitpod.com/live. That'll get you to all of the ticketing information.
Yeah, and we very much hope to see you there this Sunday.
We still have a handful of tickets. We aren't sold out yet, but we are getting there. So get those tickets while you can. Cool. Well, Oren, I'm excited.
It's going to be an awesome show.
Cool. Well, thanks so much, everyone. Hope to see you Sunday, July 21st at Rita House for a night of paneling and mixing and eating and drinking. Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.